The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, and Peter Woodthorpe. Episode 8, adapted by Michael Bakewell. The Voice of Saruman.
Gandalf the White! Once more you come in the hour of need, unlooked for.
Unlooked for? I said I would return and meet you here.
But you did not name the hour, nor foretell the manner of your coming. Strange help you bring.
Strange?
To cover bare hillsides with a mighty forest. You are mighty in wizardry.
The trees. That is no deed of mine. It is not wizardry, but a power far older. A power that walked the earth. Ere elf sang or hammer rang, ere iron was found or tree was hewn, when young was mountain under moon, ere ring was made or wrought was woe, it walked the forests long ago.
And what may be the answer to your riddle?
If you would learn the truth of the trees that walk the earth, you should come with me to Isengard.
To Isengard? But there are not now enough in the mark to assault the stronghold of Isengard.
We go to a parley, not a fight. I wish to speak to Saruman. And since he has done you great injury, it would be fitting if you were there.
But I cannot leave without tidings of Éomer. He was not with us in the Hornburg.
Fear not for Éomer, Lord. He comes to greet you.
Hail, Lord of the Mark.
Welcome, sister son. Now that I see you safe, I am glad indeed.
And Gimli, bloodied and bandaged, but still on his legs.
42, Master Legolas. Alas, my axe is notched. The 42nd had an iron collar on his neck. How is it with you?
You've passed my score by one. But I do not grudge you the game, so glad am I to see you.
But you have missed a wondrous thing, Legolas. The caverns beneath Helm's Deep. Immeasurable halls filled with an everlasting music of water. No dwarf could be unmoved by such loveliness.
You make me regret that I have not seen them. Come, let us make this bargain. If we both return safe out of the perils that await us, we will journey for a while together. You shall visit Fangorn with me, the greatest and oldest of forests, and I will come with you to Helm's Deep.
You have my promise.
But now we must leave behind both cave and wood.
Whither are we bound, Gandalf?
To Isengard. We must ride swiftly.
Tarry a little. My men are weary with battle, and I am weary also. Alas, my old age is not feigned, nor due only to the whisperings of Wormtongue.
Then let all who are to ride with me rest now. We will journey under the shadow of evening.
I thought we were making for Minas Tirith. What is this, Isengard?
A fair city once, built in a circle like a vast shallow bowl. Once it was green, filled with avenues and groves of fruitful trees.
The trees no longer grow in Isengard. Since Saruman took the city, it's become dark and hard. Marble and copper grow there now. Iron wheels endlessly revolve and plumes of vapor steam from the vents. The fair ring of Isengard is like a graveyard of the unquiet dead.
And in the center stands the citadel of Saruman, the tower of Orthanc, Mount Fang.
Once wise men watched the stars there. Now Saruman has shaped it to his own shifting purposes, aping the might of Sauron in his dark tower of Barad-dûr.
And this is the iron stronghold we are making for. A handful of battle-scarred men on weary horses.
Trust to Gandalf, Gimli. There was laughter in his speech when he spoke of the riddle that would be answered in Isengard.
Behold, the towers of Isengard.
They are beaten into the dust. The gates are cast down, the walls broken. It is as if the great sea had risen in wrath upon the city. Only the Tower of Orthanc remains, and no sign of any living creature.
Oh, no, my lord. There seem to be two people taking their ease and feasting amidst the rubble of Saruman's stronghold.
One of them is breathing fire.
Uh,